And now back to Orlando. Abe Abaraya is a reporter with member station WMFE in Orlando. He's been at the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Community Center of Central Florida, where many people have been gathering today. Abe, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And what have people been saying to you there?
So this LGBT center, for listeners who obviously aren't going to be aware, this is sort of a community hub for the community in Orlando. And so starting, when I came here early this morning, people were showing up and they were getting grief counselors ready. Some of the people we're talking to, they describe, the LGBT community here is very tight-knit. And a lot of these people are gathered, they're watching the TV, and they kind of have this sense that it's not if but when these names start coming out, they're going to find out, how they're impacted and who's been impacted by this.
The center had a press conference earlier. Can you talk a little bit about what the people said at that press conference and what the LGBT leaders have been saying?
Yeah, there were actually calls from the crowd as I was leaving the press conference. The question was asked by someone who was at the center, when are we going to march on Washington? They're taking this as, they don't want this to end here. They're looking at, not just, political reforms for LGBT rights and for gun violence in Tallahassee, but nationwide as well. And, there was actually calls and mentions of how, this is sort of the LGBT community's Charleston. Mm-hmm. That's how they're viewing this right now as, as these events kind of unfold and going forward.
Could you talk a little bit more about that? You said that it's time to march on Washington and presumably Tallahassee as well, the Florida state capitol. What issues do they feel need to be addressed?
Well, the folks I'm talking to have said that, this has been, there's been a lot of progress when it comes to LGBT issues with marriage equality over the last few years. However, the transgender issues, particularly like the bills in North Carolina with transgender bathroom bills, that's one issue that's come up. There's also dealing with assault rifles. That was another thing that came up quite consistently at this press conference that, this was a crime of hate, but it was enabled by access to a weapon of that magnitude that was, used to gun down people at a nightclub.
Did members of this community particularly feel targeted?
Yes, there's no question among the people I'm talking to that this was, targeted at the LGBT community. The club that we're talking about, Pulse, it is a very well-known LGBT club. It's not just well-known among the LGBT community. This is a place where a lot of people will go for bachelorette parties. It's well-known. And, you can't ignore the timing that it is Pride Month. And Orlando is very welcoming, when it comes to Pride Month. There are a lot of events tied to it. And so there's no question among this community that this was, even without, a clear motive or anything, to that effect yet, there's no question that this was targeted at, this community. And also I should mention it was Latino night. So that there's that aspect of it as well.
We have about a minute and a half left, Abe. So thanks for staying here with us. And we understand that local authorities have asked for no public vigils tonight, citing how stretched the police force is right now. I wanted to ask, how is that sitting with the people that you've been speaking with? How are they responding to that advice?
Well, the big rally, the big vigil is going to be, at Lake Eola. It's sort of the center of Orlando. That's coming tomorrow night. They did push that back because, police did ask, hey, we need to be focused on, this investigation, and we don't want to stretch manpower. But I can tell you there will be grassroots events tonight. There will be, perhaps for the sake of security, I shouldn't necessarily say where, but there are going to be gatherings that are going to be more grassroots. And a lot of the people I'm talking to say they feel like they need to come together and they need to grieve with each other. And, I think that's going to happen regardless. Now, one last quick note.
Very briefly.
When I was coming in, there is security here at the center. They didn't want me hanging out in front of it. They don't want it to become a target. So there are security fears, though.
That's Abe Abaraya. He's a reporter with member station WMFE in Orlando. Abe, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.